Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of us are familiar with the Bible's emphasis on loving your brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul urged the Romans, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." Romans 12:10. He gave the same admonitions to the Christians at Thessalonica. "But as touching brotherly love, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves are taught of God to love one another." 1 Thessalonians 4:9. The Hebrew writer says very succinctly, "Let brotherly love continue." Hebrews 13:1. The Apostle Peter lists brotherly love as one of the Christian graces we are to add to our faith. 2 Peter 1:7. "But are we commanded to love and to seek the welfare of strangers?" The Hebrew writer does not use the word love when referring to our obligations toward strangers. But is that not what he had in mind when he wrote, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." Hebrews 13:2. One qualification of elders of the Lord's church is that they be given to hospitality. 1 Timothy 3:2. The Greek word translated "given to hospitality" means love for strangers. The Old Testament emphasizes the need to be just and considerate of strangers. "Also, you shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt." Exodus 23:9. Since strangers have not done the Jews any favors, at least not very often, why should the Jews have any special concern for the strangers? There were a number of reasons why the Jews should be gracious to strangers, but by far the greatest reason was that God demanded of them. The Israelites' relationship to strangers was two-faceted. They were not to oppress the stranger, and they were to actively seek his welfare. Oppressing the stranger was probably a great temptation to some of the Jews. In many cases, there was no one to protect the stranger. The Jews could have done almost anything they chose, but God's law simply would not allow it. The Jews were not to steal from strangers. They were not to take advantage of them in a court of law. They could not mistreat them in any way without incurring the wrath of God Almighty. The books of the Old Testament also required the Jews to promote the welfare of the stranger within their midst. The book of Deuteronomy provides these powerful instructions about the treatment of strangers. "For the Lord your God is a God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, mighty and terrible, who regards not persons, nor asks for a reward. He executes justice for the fatherless and widow, and loves the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt." Deuteronomy 10:17-19. The passage from Exodus and the one from Deuteronomy explain that the Jews knew by experience the heart of the stranger, because they were strangers in the land of Egypt. They knew the hardships they had endured. They should have learned, although occasionally they forgot, the oppression they had known for 400 years. That experience should have made them more understanding of the plight of the stranger. Tragically, some of the Jews forgot their misery and suffering when they finally inherited the land which God had promised to their fathers. We should learn from these passages and many others that we are to be kind and considerate of all people, including strangers. Thank you for listening, and may our Heavenly Father continue to bless you.